That to me is what it's all about.
What do you attribute to the difference in generations?
I don't know. I don't know. I got kids, and you know, my kids, I mean, they were entrenched in hockey, and you know, so they kind of, you know, I always tried to, two things I always tried to teach them. One was, is if you ever have a trainer, if you ever have, you know, people that help you with your gear and your medical stuff, I better never see you disrespect those guys, because those guys are the lifeline of a hockey team. And two is that always remember the people that came before you. And I think that's the way that I was brought up, and always tried to carry that my way through, whether I was a young guy here and a guy like Shane Doan. You know, we tried to get Doaner this weekend, but the Yolts really didn't they really didn't cooperate this weekend with us to get Doaner. But, you know, when Shane Doan came in, you know, I felt it was my job as an older guy to help him along. When Keith Tkachuk came, you know, I'm proud to say that I gave him his nickname Big Walt, and to kind of help him, show him the way. So,
so
that's kind of the way that it is.
Too. It's not just a matter of respect. It's,
yeah,
it is.
It's not only the hockey part, but I probably looked at it, and you could probably ask those guys more so. You know, I mean, even Timo came, and I didn't play with Timo that long the first time. Help these guys off the ice. Now that's one of the greatest challenges for a young pro hockey player, regardless of what level, handling those situations.
Walking around this room talking to these guys, there's a lot of memories.
Oh, yeah.
Against the Oilers.
Yeah.
What sticks out to you?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if there was one. I kind of came after the playoff series and what have you, but the one thing I will say is that I always felt that any time that we played the Oilers, there was always that added adrenaline and excitement of playing them because of what had happened in the past. You know, anytime Montreal or Toronto was here, it was always out of control, but it always seemed like when Edmonton was in, it was, you know, we know what's happened here in the past, regardless if it was a regular season game or not. I never played against Edmonton in the playoffs here. But you knew the history, and you knew the guys that, you know, that were always over on that other side that had the ability to go ahead and get, you know, make it 3 or 4 really quick if you let them. So you were always ready to go, and you know, because they were the model franchise, right, for the longest time. 4 cups in the early 80s, in the mid-80s, and then, you know, winning another one in the early 90s. So nothing specific, but you just knew when the Oilers came to town, and everybody was pretty jacked.
You come after those series, but you get a chance to play against some of those players tomorrow. How excited are you to play some of them?
I play with a lot of those guys in New York when we won the Cup in 94. You know, I got a chance to see Esa Tiikkanen and, you know, Mess and Kevin Lowe and Mac T. And so, I mean, it's, you know, relationship with those guys on a team that we won a championship with. So, like, I think any time that you can get Wayne Gretzky, Timo Solani, Dale Hawerchuk, Mark Messier in a building, Grant Fuhr, I mean, like you're really celebrating the game.